Hi everyone, I hope you're having a great Friday. My name is Corey and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. There are a few things in life that are a certainty, a few things that we can always bank on or know that they will happen without fail. This week in our series, Under the Sun, Solomon speaks to one of those things, and that is the unavoidable reality of death. In Ecclesiastes 9, verses 1 through 10, Solomon speaks of death, saying, "It is the same for all, since the same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and to the evil, to the clean and to the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As the good one is, so is the sinner, and he who swears is as the one who shuns an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all," speaking of death. "Also, the hearts of children of man are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead." Solomon reminds us here of the harsh reality that death is unavoidable. He says, whether a person is righteous or wicked or good, bad, clean, unclean, religious or not religious, the same destiny, death, awaits us all. That in life under the sun, good people will receive the same treatment as sinners, in the end, death. That people who make promises to God have the same end as those who don't, death. Hebrews 9:27 says it's appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Solomon reminds us of the fact that everyone must face, as 1 Corinthians 15:26 says, the last enemy, which is death. Therefore, all of us must decide how to deal with death, that from an eternal sense, we must prepare to die. Because although we share a common destiny on earth, we do not share a common destiny in eternity. Because the reality is, we can either put our hope in false hope, true hope, temporary hope, eternal hope, dead hope, or living hope. And the time to figure that out is right here and now while we're alive, because as Solomon reminds us, death closes the door to settle eternity. But here's the good news. In 1 Peter chapter 1, he writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his mercy, he has caused us to be born again," check this out, "to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." In Christ, we have a living hope. And don't miss this. The Christian believer has a true, eternal, living hope in Jesus, because Jesus, our Savior, is alive. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, "Our Savior Jesus Christ abolished death, and he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." See, a hope that can be destroyed by death is a false hope. But since Jesus has conquered death and conquered the grave because he is risen, we have, as Peter and Paul have written here, an imperishable, undefiled, unfading, and guarded hope and inheritance in Jesus that lasts for all eternity. And this is so cool. There's a living hope that's available to us in the here and now as we live life under the sun. That as Romans 6:23 says, that although the wages of sin is death, the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus himself says in John 11, "I'm the resurrection and I am the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." What a confidence and blessing that's available in Jesus Christ, our living hope. With that in mind, I just want to wrap up our time today with what Solomon says in verses 7 through 10. He says, hey, enjoy your meals, enjoy every occasion, enjoy your marriage, enjoy your work. Because here's the deal, with Jesus as our living hope, life brings enjoyment, life brings rejoicing, life has meaning, and life has purpose. You see, in Christ, it's more than enduring life, but enjoying life, which means for the believer, it's time to get up and live with intentionality, to share the reason for our hope, to leverage our lives for the hope that we have in Jesus, to make the most of our time for the hope that we have in Jesus, because there will be a day we draw our last breath and the opportunity for those things will be gone. And how we deal with the reality of death reveals itself in the way we deal with the realities of life. So, a few questions for us. How are you living today? Are you prepared to die? Are you living like you know where you're going? Are you living with the urgency and the reality that others may not be headed to the same place you are? Let's get up and live with intentionality for the kingdom and with eternity in mind. Let me pray for us today. Heavenly Father, we praise you today that for every believer, we need not fear death because Jesus has overcome the grave and he has conquered death. We praise you, Jesus, that you are our living hope. Help us, God, to live in that reality and truth. Help us to live with intentionality. Help us to get up and engage with those who are unaware of that hope that they can have in Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.